IDF on Biden's call to do more for civilians, we can't without giving Hamas breathing room. By Ian Hanchett on November 3, 2023. On Friday's broadcast of CNN's Out Front, IDF spokesman Jonathan Conricus reacted to calls by the Biden administration to do more to protect Palestinian civilians by stating that there's nothing more Israel can do while not stopping the fighting and while not giving Hamas any room to breathe, which isn't an option. He also said that Hamas should be criticized and called out for its war crime of blocking civilians from leaving instead of the focus being on what Israel is doing in order to defend ourselves. And accused some people of forgetting how we got here and that the war started because Hamas attacked Israel. Conricus said, "The sad reality is that we have asked civilians to evacuate, including in the pictures that you're showing from different areas in Gaza. We have asked them to evacuate, because we know that Hamas is trying to use them as their human shields. We know that it will be dangerous and we have told them this isn't a safe place to be, go south. Those that have stayed have done it at their own agency, which is regrettable. I'm sure that some have been forced to stay by Hamas, which is appalling and a war crime. Preventing civilians from fleeing to safety by Hamas is an active war crime, which they should be criticized and called out for doing. And I don't think that the focus should be on what Israel is doing in order to defend ourselves. And please let me say that this started, not by Israeli activity. We are now a month into a war because Hamas invaded into Israel, butchered our civilians, and took our civilians hostage. And they're holding 240 of them in Gaza as we speak. That is what this is about." Host Kate Baldwin then said, "That is accurate. This started because of a horrific terror attack on Israel from Hamas terrorists coming from Gaza. But as we heard also from the Secretary of State today, saying very clearly that where this has gotten to is that Israel needs to do more to protect Palestinian civilians in the midst of your rightful operation and obligation to defend yourself. So, that's what we're getting at with this conversation. Lieutenant Colonel, go ahead." Conricus responded, "I think we should and we are doing a lot. There's more and more humanitarian aid coming in. There's a humanitarian zone. We are supplying water to southern Gaza. There's medicine and food coming into the south. We have told people to evacuate. What more can we do while not stopping the fighting and while not giving Hamas any room to breathe? Because mind everybody, we are at war, right? This isn't about something else. We are at war. What more can be done except for stop fighting, which isn't on the table. I think we have to be clear about the situation, be honest. Yes, there is civilian suffering, which is sad and regrettable, not something that we want. We are trying to minimize it. But I think some people, and I'm not calling names, some people are perhaps getting carried away with the visuals and seeing suffering and then forgetting how we got here and what really is at stake. We are in a situation where we cannot return to the reality of before October 7th. We can't go back there, because our communities won't be able to go back and live in safety. And in order for us to return, we have to eradicate Hamas." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.